Hey guys, what is up? This is Chris coming to you live from a lovely island of Cyprus, welcoming you to the Black Belt Ninjas podcast. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are crushing it. Today's Sunday, and on Sundays we talk about motivation. What really motivates you? What's behind all these things that bring all these things in your life? Because for whatever you do, there's always a motive behind it, a motivation behind it. And it's your choice to find those motivations if you want to. I would suggest that you do find them, because it's going to help you to live a happier, more successful life. A successful life is a more happier life. It's a life of mattering. It's a life of making an impact. And as human beings, that's what we're made for, you know? Like, when you're living life to the fullest, you're making an impact. You're having an impact. You're making this world a better place. In your own beautiful way. You don't have to make the world a better place by solving the world hunger. You can make the world a better place by painting the best painting in the world, because that's going to give a different array of feelings to some people, you know? You can be your own expert in whatever it is you wish to, in whatever truly expresses you. That's the most important thing, you know, finding what truly expresses you. Because when you find what truly expresses you, and that thing will be your passion, you know, what you really want to put out to this world, that burning desire, you are going to be in alignment with your motivations, because you're going to be acting in your own best interest. You're going to be acting in your true motivations. You're not going to be doing something based on the wants of some other people. It's what you want to do. And if you're doing what you want to do, you're going to be happier. What else can you ask for? You know, if all human beings lived with the goal of, I want to be happy right now. I am happy right now. If you live like that, boom, just like that, just like magic, you start becoming more happy. You know, to do that, it's a lot of things. You cannot just say, you know, I want to be happy, I want to be happy, I want to be happy. If you're just like, I want to be happy, 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 you're not putting out the right vibration. You should be like, I am happy right now. You're in anticipation. And if you're not feeling happy right now, if you are feeling depressed, I believe that you should acknowledge that fact, because, you know, I mean, it's a state. You can't always be 100%, right? But it's a state, and what matters is how you react to it. Because, you know, things just are. There's no good or bad situations. It's just situations. What matters is how you react to these situations. If you look at situations with no good or bad, that way you're putting all the power in your hands, you know, because you're realizing that nothing extrinsic can have an effect on your state. How beautiful is that? Think about that. Whatever happens, you have this impeccable state of happiness and anticipation of the greater things coming, you know. And back to what I was saying with depression, let's say you're feeling depressed. You're feeling depressed, you shouldn't be feeling, oh, I should be happy, I should be happy. No, because you're depressed, you're at the lowest level. It's the same thing with going to the gym. If you go to the gym and you're overweight, in order to get to a good fitness level, you're going to have to run a couple of miles more than the guy that's in an, you know, he's in a normal weight, you know, he's in a good weight for his body, you know, he's in the optimal weight. That guy, he's going to have to put in a different amount of effort in terms of gymnastics with you, you know? You're going to have to put in a different amount of effort to get to that point that he wants to get, let's say, you know? So we're all on our own levels. So when you're depressed, you should focus on feeling better than depressed. What's after depression for you? For some people, it could be anger. For some people, it could be crying. For some people, it could be sadness. For some people, it could be happiness, you know, and you stop building up. You are depressed and you focused on feeling, you know, I am depressed, okay? I was feeling depressed this morning, but I'm working on feeling better, you know? And I already am. You know, the moment you say that, boom, you are feeling better, because your brain realizes that it's working to feel better and you're attracting betterness in your life, you know? And slowly, slowly, you get to that point that you want, but there's no point that you want, because you are at the point at that moment a big secret of the process is feeling that you're already doing it, you know? Because that way you already make yourself worthy. You realize that you can take it all in and you can do these things that you're saying because you eliminate the gap. You're already there, baby. You're doing it. And if you're doing it, it's happening. You're not associating yourself with the gap. It's all about the now, because you know you're in the now and you're doing it now. Every moment is magic. Every moment you've been through and every moment that you want to experience in life is a moment of now. That's it. When you sit down and you think back to some amazing moments in your life, you know, some moments that brought you great exhilaration and great joy, and those moments that are really fond in your memories, you know, I would like you to think that that moment is the same as this moment you're living right now. You know, it's just the things you did that moment made it great and worthy of memory, you know, but those are exactly the same moments as the same moments right now. And that's when you realize that every moment is magic. Every moment is creation. Every moment is your hands. Every moment is every moment. Thank you for listening, guys. This is Chris signing off. You only lose when you stop.